This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, August 20th. Brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. It's the lead story at AgriPulse.com today. Oliver Ward looks into how tariffs may impact the price of farm inputs. The average effective tariff rate across all inputs jumped from less than 1% when President Trump took office in January to now 12.2%. Some widely used farm inputs, including pesticides, have seen steeper tariff hikes. Herbicides are up 23.7% in tariffs, insecticide tariffs up 20%, and fungicides up 16.7%. Tariffs on seed up 12.4%, and for nutrients, phosphate is up 8.7% in tariffs, and nitrogen up 7.6%. Tariffs noted for farm machinery are up between 13 and 16%. Now, Ward's story points out that it takes time for the tariffs that companies are forced to pay to materialize into higher prices for consumers. So increased costs could still well be on the horizon. A draft of the Make Our Children Healthy Again strategy offers fewer details than the May report and is also friendlier to the ag and food industry than the original document. However, there is industry concern about language in the draft that calls for research into the impact of cumulative exposure to chemicals. The strategy says, quote, EPA, partnering with food and agriculture stakeholders, will work to ensure that the public has awareness and confidence in EPA's robust pesticide review procedures and how that relates to the limiting of risk for users and the general public. Now, the reaction from some MAHA allies was quick. Moms Across America, a group that advocates against pesticides and GMOs, called the quoted paragraph beyond laughable and said it would do nothing to improve children's health. There is an unsigned policy alert, though, that is circulating in the ag industry, and it says looking at cumulative impacts is a, quote, back door to regulating modern agriculture out of existence. The envisioned cumulative exposure framework would, quote, combine air emissions, water quality, microplastics, pesticides, food additives, and other environmental factors into a single regulatory and research model, the alert says. But that, quote, mirrors litigation and policy strategies long pushed by activist groups opposed to modern production agriculture. There's more on this story and others at AgriPulse.com. Tightening cattle inventories are helping fuel record high beef prices. That's a sign that U.S. cattle producers are reluctant to begin rebuilding their herds after years of drought. The size of the U.S. beef herd, including calves, dropped to 94.2 million head in July. We haven't been that low since the early 1950s, according to USDA. It's a percent drop from 2023, which was the last July beef report. No data collected in 2024. Live slaughter steers of all grades sold for a weighted average price of $242.01 a hundred last week, 27% increase from the same time last year. Most Fed Reserve officials said last month that the threat of higher inflation was greater than their concern for potential job losses, leading the central bank then to keep its key rate unchanged. According to the minutes released today, members of the Fed Interest Rate Setting Committee assessed the effects of higher tariffs more apparent in the prices of some goods than the overall effects on economic activity and inflation remain to be seen. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.